Now we're going to talk about Chili's. We're going to talk about Chili's at 11:37. Exactly. Views and news through till 12, the last lap. And it's certainly one of my favorite ingredients in any meal that I make. If it's an egg, there's some chilies that I cut up into it. If it's a soup, and I made a soup over the weekend, there was some chilies that I put into it. My wife calls it chili soup. And I think I've acclimatized her to some of the, lesser chilies out there, and she's ready for the next stage in her, of course, journey with chilies. Where do you stand on the topic of chilies? So the Festival of Fire is South Africa's hottest chili festival. This exciting event is a celebration of the rich and vibrant flavors of chili and those who have a passion for growing, cooking and eating these fiery crackers. It takes place on the 20th of April at the Ostrich. At the Cape Town Ostrich Ranch. It's only a 30-minute drive from the Cape Town City Centre, just off the N7, and you want to be there. Besides the chili eating, they also have various other challenges that you can be part of, and there's limited spots available. May I add, hot chip challenge, that sounds interesting. Kids, chili chocolate challenge, that sounds really evil. Hot wings challenge, there's something I want to partake in, and esteemed personalities like Pete Goffer Wood, Prim Reddy, Heinz Scholz returning as celebrity judges. Joining us in the studio, Julie Smith, festival organizer, Nick Manuel from Steakbeck, and the Steakbeck Show, and Dani Bester from Afterburn Grow. Let's start off with you, Julie. Welcome, it's great to have you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to share our love for chili.
Judy, you've brought some with you. What's your plan with those chilies?
So we're going to
take photos of it, right?
Well, we have a friend here that will taste some of these chilies for us.
Alexis, you
Alexis, yes.
Are you a chili woman? And hot chilies, or are you just kind of...
Yeah, I've got a chili problem, actually.
Are you serious? Addicted to the high.
I'm a true addict, consummate addict.
So you can do you eat it on? Do you eat it with food, or do you eat it just like that?
Well, I don't eat any food without it.
Yeah, that's me too. Okay, so what process are you going to put Alexis through, and what is the objective of the exercise,
well,
Julie?
We obviously just want her to have a bit of a taste experience here today. So she's going to start first with IE Amarillo. That is about 12 to 20 K Scoville heats. And then we go up right up to Carolina Reaper, which is one of the hottest chilies in the world.
Okay.
So that's she's like game, so we're going to torture
a Richter scale of heat. Is
yeah,
that what
so it's chilies are measured in Scoville, so... You know, it's going to go up as she eats these three chilies.
What is the purpose of the chili festival?
So the purpose of the festival is obviously a celebration, first and foremost. But, you know, we as you've said to yourself, you know, people can use chili in cooking. And, yes, obviously you can make hot sauces and things like that as well. But, you know, it's a platform where we can bring all our artisanal vendors, people that... are just mad about chili in cuisine, and just a day where they can come and experience all the craziness that surrounds obviously the festival. We obviously have some live music and things, all kinds of exciting and like I say, fiery things happening on the day. So yes, it's just all getting all the chili heads together in one place and just like I say, celebrating the fire.
And somebody eats it just because of that addiction to the heat, chasing the heat. But it has so many health benefits. I was
Absolutely.
Really surprised to... Is it capsicum?
Capsaicin.
That one. Tell us about the health benefits.
So basically, when it comes to the burn ingredient in chilies, that actually provides... so first of all, it reacts with your pain receptors. And I'm not a medical expert by any means, but there are studies going around where they are wanting to sort of see how chilies do react to pain receptors,
yeah.
And how it can actually be manipulated so
natural
it can become
high.
Well, it can be used as a pain reliever.
Okay.
You know, for people that are maybe suffering from cancer and things
yes.
like that. And other medical users, but also from a health point of view, you know, it's actually quite good for you consuming chilies. You know,
yeah.
there's inflammatory sort of qualities to chilies, and by consuming it, some people believe that, you know, if you are a regular chili eater, you will gain X amount of years extra on your life. So, but if that is true, I don't know.
Actually, looks like 300. Then, but there's just Google it. The health benefits are just plentiful. And they're all over the place. I did that a little earlier, and I was very surprised to find out what I did on Google. So you have people that are exhibiting as well. What would they be exhibiting? Chilies that they are growing? Chilies that they are championing? Or
well, so the vendors as such will be showcasing the products that they've produced from chilies. So that would range from hot sauces, you know, jams and spices and salts and anything in between. There are other elements as well, you know, where you guys are maybe having sort of more on theme products. So apparel guys that will have some chili shirts and things like that. We have even guys that are doing fudge that's infused with some chili, you know, bits in. So it's across the board. It's not just very hot sauce focused. You know, we try to sort of balance things out this year, have a bit of everything. There's also growing solutions. So if the guys want to maybe venture into growing chilies themselves, you can buy seeds, all the swirls and amendments and, you know, growing solutions. We've got a plant bar this year at the venue. So we've got about a 300 square meter space where you can go and buy some seedlings and plants and all kinds of things, as well as some hydroponic solutions that you can look at. And Donnie them specialize in one of those elements. So yes, you know, it is not just about consuming the chilies, but also just learning possibly how to grow
these. How long has this festival been happening?
So this is our second year as Festival Fire, but before that, the festival was under a different name and it was way more smaller. During COVID, obviously, there were quite a few restrictions to how we could do the festival, and it was way, like I said, more intimate events, and it was very much more focused on just a chili eating competition. Okay. But this year, you know, we're going all in. Like I said, we've got all kinds of things happening on the day. We've got a full food court and food ranges from Thai, Colombian, Mexican, Mauritian, Thai, you name it, you know.
So wherever chilies are used in the
exactly,
in the culinary
and this is what we're trying to also get across to people, that chili is not just, you know, burn. You can actually eat it as part of your life, and it doesn't have to be, you know, just face melting. It can actually be, you know, everyday type of ingredient like salt is.
Absolutely. Firstly, you're going to put Alexis through her paces, and then we're going to hear from her how it rates in her what did you call the measurement of the heat is?
Scoville heat is how
Scoville. We're going to find out exactly in terms of her spectrum that she has engaged historically, where that fits in. Let's. What are you going to give her first?
So the first one we're giving her is an IE Amarillo. So the Scoville heat is between 12 and 20 Ks in heat. So you're welcome to just grab it.
Between 12 and 20?
12 and 20.
And what is the highest in the spectrum of Scoville heat?
So the highest, obviously, are the super hots, which range in the 2 millions.
Okay, I'll have a piece of that as well.
This is actually quite a nice...
I'd like to taste that one.
It's very nice in a salad, strange enough.
That's a big piece, Alexis.
But it's, you don't have to eat the whole thing, and it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, tiny
bright
piece.
Orange.
It's not. It has a nice crunch,
very
and it's
nice
like crunch. I said, it's very nice. I
it's
actually
sweet.
Make it. That's what I'm saying. You know, people always think that chili is just burn. You get various nuances in chili.
Well, that is absolutely a very lekker chili, and I can see how it can be present in very many other stuff that
exactly.
But I don't necessarily see this one often. What is this called again?
Aye Amarillo. Yes.
It's okay. Nice and fruity.
I'm going to be looking for that one. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And while you put her through her next chili tasting session, let's turn to Nick Manuel from Sterkbeck Show. So can I assume that you've done the hottest chilies that exist?
Thank you, first of all, Clarence, for having me here today. Thank you, Fire Festival, Festival of Fire, for including me in this. Yes, I've had some of the artists. The Apollo, I think, right now is the artist Chile that he is. Donnie, you can correct me if I'm wrong. And I haven't had...
Is Donnie a fellow madman?
I think he's just the guy that creates the madness, you know? But yeah, the Apollo, I've had it in a sauce. I haven't had the raw chili yet. I think, Alexis, you're looking good.
Okay,
there.
You've not had a raw chili.
Yeah, I've had raw chilies, but not the Apollo, which,
oh, I see.
Which
okay.
is
and
the
that's
strongest
the top
one.
End. Okay. Mm.
The Reaper, yes, and it almost had to be rushed to the hospital. Yeah.
Seriously,
you know, the thing that people must realize, a fresh chili is like the purest form that you can get the heat in. As soon as you start, you know, cooking it and putting it in sauces,
you're losing some of it.
It loses intensity, and then when you go over to powders, you know, now you're drying it, and then it loses even more, you know, oomph. Okay. So
that first one was 12. This one is how much?
This one is now 400 to 800.
I'm gonna pass on that one. You're on your own, Alexis.
It's really good. It's beautiful and bright yellow. It's a bit more bitter. It's not as fruity as the other one.
Yeah.
And so
this is more a soup art, so you tend to get now sort of these floral notes coming through. People, when they use these type of chilies in sauce making, they tend to put some other more flavoral chilies as a binder to sort of balance the taste profile.
So your tolerance level, is it tested yet, Alexis?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so you're bored. She's got the poker
yeah,
face.
She's bored.
She's clearly a hardcore
chili. Because chili, you can't hold a poker face if it's testing your tolerances. So you're still in
so
good
you're
shape.
Yeah.
So you're good with 400.
I've got a problem.
Clearly. So yeah, that's amazing. So the next one is the Carolina Reaper. It was on the Guinness World Record as the hottest since last year, which another chili took it over. So
you're going to do this?
This one,
Alexis?
Is 1.2 to 2.2 million.
Can you just take a small piece?
Yeah, but I want to. Jeez. If you're looking for someone rushing around,
go for it.
Danny Bester from Afterburn.
Yes, Clarence.
As a by Damas was Alexis for chili so I can eat.
Nee, kyk, daar is regtig baie dames wat chilies eet, maar baie min wat in die superhards in is.
Okay. En dis is nou superhard wat sê.
Ja, look, that's not something for everybody. Not everybody can eat a superhard pepper.
And she's still got the poker face.
It's not that hard.
I take my hat off to the ladies who can do this.
Amazing.
I got a feeling nothing can move her earth. Danny, what do you do? What do you do?
It will take a moment.
At Afterburn Grow.
Clarence, we basically focus on plant grow systems to make it easy for people to grow their own pepper plants. You don't need to have a big farm. You can use basically any container at home, like a bucket, a plant pot, or anything like that.
It's easy. It's like dacha. It grows quickly.
Yeah, well, anything grows. Some people say I can grow rocks.
Are you that guy? Okay.
I'm that guy. I've got extremely green fingers. I can grow anything. I had to at one stage, I've got a Facebook page, Afterburn Grow, and about 8 years ago, I had a lot of competitions running where I get people to go to the spa or to the Pick and Pay and go buy a fruit or a vegetable, and then you need to seed it and plant that seed.
Yes.
And then grow that plant up to a point where you can actually harvest.
Yes.
And so we do soilless systems, it's hydroponics, where you make up a nutrient solution in water and your plants grow straight in that water. You don't need soil. You can grow it on your balcony. You can grow it indoors. You can basically grow it anywhere. So those are the sort of things that we focus
on. Can I turn that into a revenue stream at home?
Yes, absolutely, you can.
And that's really what you're advocating, right?
But it's going to take a lot of work, though.
How much space do you need for that if you can do it in a bucket? What kind of volumes can you...
Well, you can grow... A full-grown plant in a square meter, space basically, spacing between plants. And depending on your space, one bucket can produce 4 kilograms, 5 kilograms of peppers, depends on how you look after it. And it all dependent
on... Over what period of time?
Up to 120, 180 days.
So
it all depends, yes. Mm. Your sweeter varieties, like your bell peppers and that, has got a shorter growth period. Your super hot peppers have got a longer grow period. They don't like cold weather. So there's quite a few things that you need to remember when growing peppers. You've got to get the basics right. The correct grow medium.
Why do you call it peppers and we're calling it
chilies? You know, it's a lot of people think peppers are just the sweet varieties, but overseas in the States, everything's called peppers, from sweet to hot. So we adopted that as well. Okay. So we call it peppers.
Why can't we get a Primotali pepper in South Africa? Question in on the WhatsApp line. Any
No, we can.
There is Primotalis available in South Africa. You just need to know where to go. And this is also, I guess, part of our purpose with the festival is to see get guys that are coming to the festival to see, I can actually purchase my pepper from this guy. I can buy my solution.
This one there, right? I can buy this one that I'm in love with.
You can engage with the vendors that are growing these things.
I'll find this there.
And you can find it
at
the festival.
Yes.
Okay, there's a voice note, and I'd like you to take a listen to it. We don't have it yet. As soon as we get it, we'll play.
Morning, Terrence. Great show, as always. Just a question with the chilies. I love chilies and hot stuff, but I'm just scared of the seeds. When it comes to hot chilies, is there still a lot of flavor in the flesh, or do you need to add a bit of the seeds? And if all, are those seeds good for you? Thanks, Steve Bruckenfeld.
Okay, Judy, you're gonna go at that one.
So there's a misconception exactly where the heat sits in a chili. So effectively, the heat is throughout the whole pot. So if you look at a pot, obviously you have the flesh bit, and if you cut it open, there's like a white little membrane with the seeds attached to it. Now, the seeds and the little membrane is basically where the most concentration of heat sits. It's like compacted in heat. So if you want to test yourself, you need to eat that part.
Alexis is licking her lips. I'm just wondering if that 4 million strong, did it creep on you?
It's very hot, but it's delicious.
So it came after. It kind of arrived later, did it?
It went all the way through, but it's delicious because it's kind of like habanero, except it's sweet. Yeah. So it's fine.
So we're not going to need the body bag. You're going to be okay.
Not yet.
She's not Alexis. She's a chilly chap.
No,
how does she rate Judy in terms of
very
everybody?
Well, I mean, most people won't even come close to eating a Carolina Reaper. You know, they just totally steer away from it because it is sort of a breaker of spirits.
Bring you closer to God.
Absolutely. Yeah. So no, I'm quite impressed. And for girls, you know, they tend to not venture into chili. So I'm quite impressed with her.
Nick Manuel, turning back to you. You said you came pretty close to meeting your maker once.
100%.
Was it literally like that, or did you just bite of more than you could chew?
I think that was the case, but biting of more than I could chew. It was a challenge, a hot wing challenge that I did, myself and Jack Paro, actually. Jack ran out of the restaurant and threw up outside, and it was just, an eye-opener for me, so I learned. Now I'm a bit more weary. I thought I could do anything. I could put turps on a chicken wing and do that. But I mean, I learned. So
you've seen your proverbial.
100%. I was in the bathroom in that place naked, and I didn't know if I wanted to sit down or bend over and throw up or what the case was. My director was like, we need an ambulance. They were stuffing dry biscuits down my throat. So yeah.
And that was one little bite, you say?
That was with the wing challenge. So it was 12 wings. You know, got to eat 6 wings in 3 minutes.
Jeez,
then burn for 5 minutes, sit there.
Are we running out of time? I want you to hear this voice now. Let's take a listen.
Add a bit of the seeds.
All right, Terrence. Regarding the seeds in any pepper, there's absolutely no heat. There's absolutely no heat on the chilies. It's just the resin from your capsaicin oils in the pepper that is sitting on there. Once you take that resin off, there's no heat at all.
Hi, Cape Talk. I'm a chili fanatic. I've got my own raised beds at home. I grow chili plants every year. I've got a whole raised bed just for my chili plants, 3 meters by 1 meters. And I grow so many chilies. I do 2 hot sauces for myself. One that I do a sort of a Tabasco style. I ferment it for 3 weeks. I think the one I'm doing now has been lying there 6 weeks, but it doesn't matter. The longer the better. I ferment it for 3 to 6 weeks, and then I make my own Tabasco sauce, and I jar it. It lasts the whole year until my next chili crop comes, and then I make a more like a sort of a very, very hot sauce that I can just mix into my food or when I'm eating.
We're gonna have to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we're running out of time as well. But it's like that. People are either all in was the term you used, or no, I'm not going there.
Absolutely.
It's like you can't be half pregnant with chilies, clearly.
No, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Right. Let me just go through the details again. It's happening on the 20th of April.
Yes.
At the Ostrich, at the Cape Town Ostrich Ranch. That's just off the N7.
That's right. Gates open at 10 o'clock. We have various activities, including Starpack that will be there. They will do the Starpack Hot Sauce Challenge as well there, and we'll be doing a live recording of that.
Is this for me?
Yes, Gladys, that's for you. We wanted you to taste it now, but nonetheless, you are fearing. So you being the off pregnant situation.
That one backfired.
But yes.
What's your website address?
So it is festivaloffire.co.za. People can go to the tickets tab or can go directly to Quicket and just look for Festival of Fire for tickets.
We got to wrap it.